שבע ברכות שלוש. We'll be reciting tonight here, and we'll recite it to the Hamad Chute. It's Sameach, very strange. Broker, the text is incomprehensible. Sameach, the Sameach, Reim, Ahuvim, Kesameach, Echo, Yitzvicho, Beganei, Demikedem, Broker, Tzav, Hashem, Sameach, Chosu, Vekala. Should grant deep joy to the beloved friends. The way you made your Edom rejoice in the paradise. Broker, Tzav, Hashem, Sameach, Chosu, Vekala. Another fact there is, when we study the parsha, the Bereishis, it's a very difficult parsha, we come across a very strange detail in this story. God planted the garden in Eden, and of course the Eitz Hadas and the Eitz Chaim in the center of the garden, and he took Adam and placed him in the garden, and he commanded him, while you are allowed to eat from all trees which grow in the garden, you are enjoined from eating of the tree of knowledge, which is in the center of the garden. Center of the garden. And of course, another was put in the Gan Eden. Then God created Eve, out of the rib of Adam, and by Vayivel Adam, Adam says, this upon me, at some point, ובוס המסור ויש לי קורא אישו כמי אישו ולקוחו and then the Torah begins to tell us about the story of the serpent and the snake, the serpent that we are trying to persuade Eve to eat, I mean, from the tree of knowledge, I mean the whole story. Apparently when God said to it to basically the woman Eve was never commanded, was never enjoined from eating from the tree of knowledge. The one who was enjoined was Adam. And because the injunction was issued, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu prior to the creation of it. And of course, apparently, Adam made a das as if it picha gonu besecha v'menu, kevim achoch v'menu meis tamus, applied not only to Adam, but to everyone, to every creature, to every human being. Every human being. I mean, of course, when Adam was alone, so it was addressed to him. However, when Eve appeared, so the injunction was also applicable to her as well. She was also included in the injunction. And we know the story of what happened, the tragedy, the disaster. The question is, why did he enjoin Adam before he created Eve from eating from the tree of knowledge? Why didn't he wait, actually? I mean, with the formulation and that law. And for the appearance of Eve, and then God could have addressed himself to both of them in plural and say, "Mates, Adash Dragon, le Seichlu menanu, ki ve yim acholcha menanu, mates tamus." Apparently, God arranged the order in a different manner. Order was created alone, then he was burdened with the injunction, with the moral law. The injunction is the first moral law which is given to man. The moral law. The moral law expresses itself in the prohibition against eating or enjoying the fruit of the tree of knowledge, and then after the moral law was given, he created Eve. And of course, the moral law applied to Eve already indirectly. It was not direct. She was not directly enjoined by the Almighty, but indirectly. Why did it happen this way? Not the other way around. I mean, God could have created Eve immediately. Then planting the garden and enjoining Eve and Adam together, not to eat from the garden, from the fruit of the tree of knowledge. Then of course, the Torah could have gone on telling us what happened, what disobedience the part of man has accomplished. I believe that in that strange this unique order or the sequence of events contains the philosophy of marriage in Yehadus. Of course, marriage is basically the whole institution of marriage, and it's the whole institution, no doubt about it. And Yehadus, you know what this institution, what the role this institution played in Jewish history. Perhaps it was the mainstay of Judaism, and perhaps has contributed to the survival of the Jew throughout the ages, throughout the millennia. The house, of course, the Rishonim compare the house with the sanctuary, also the Mishkan and the Seiram, and they don't exaggerate the importance. However, there are many, many aspects which we can develop, philosophical aspects about the institution of marriage. The institution of marriage is socially important, first of all, for physiological reasons. Secondly, the sense of loneliness is a very excruciating and very difficult experience. And loneliness in the metaphysical sense, is to be interpreted not only in terms of physical isolation. Man can be physically isolated and not be lonely. And man can be within a crowd, a big crowd, and be very miserable, very extremely lonely. It's an existential experience. Of course, marriage is resolve that problem. And people, Rahman al-Islam, God forbid, if one loses his or her mate, the sense of loneliness is the worst thing in which the mourner has to, which confronts the mourner. However, Yahadus, all that is correct. Yahadus took all those considerations, all those motives in consideration when Yahadus formulated the importance and the significance of marriage. But however, there is another aspect of marriage. The aspect of marriage is and basically the unity of a married couple, the cohesiveness, or the oneness of husband and wife. It's one. Two personalities merge into one personality. It's something metaphysical. Whereas the existential is based upon a moral goal. If the marriage has a moral goal, then they are united. Actually, there are many cohesive factors which unite people. Danger unites people. Sometimes prospects of profit, of benefit unite people. Sometimes people are united by one need, by the need to confide in each other. It's very hard if a person has no one to confide in. Husband and wife confide in each other, and then there is sharing of destiny, sharing of experiences. All that are true, but the genuine uniting force, this cohesive factor, is common dedication and commitment to something. What my mind is called chover medeo. My mind is developed in Aristotelian theory, but it developed it in a manner which actually changed the whole theory. Ananda says there are three kinds of friendships. In Kirkhoff it says, one kind of friendship is based on utilitarianism. I look for a friend because of utility. A friend is utilitarian. And Kehelas describes it. Tevi mashnai min echad. The two are better than the one. In what terms did he describe the preference of two over one? In utilitarian, pragmatic, practical terms. In Yitzhak, one falls, the other one will pick him up, Yishkvashnaim, and so forth. This is very important. Very important. Friends help each other. And the fact that a man is always in need of help, at least from time to time he needs help, he cannot solve his problem by himself the way he wants to, that actually results in the formation of friendships, is number one. Then the Rambam, as I said before, Ram says, a chover livido, as he calls it, a friend for confession. What does it mean? People confide in each other. To confide means not only to tell them a story. One confides his inner thoughts, his problems. Many times he's ashamed to do it, with regard to others, to confide in strangers. They may laugh at him, they may betray him, they may develop a cynical approach to him, relationship to him. So he needs a person whom he trusts, the person whom he loves in order to confide. And this is another kind of friendship. But the highest kind of friendship, my mom says, is chovaledeo. Then there is a common goal, not a material goal, a spiritual. If there is a common goal, there is common determination and common commitment. And husband and wife are committed to one goal. They want to achieve something. They want to achieve it. They want to accomplish something. They want to realize a dream, a great dream, a yearly dream, a shared dream. There are some common denominator in the dreams of both, and both want to accomplish it, to realize it, to convert the dream into a reality, into a fact. And that's two people can do it. I mean, this is Chovah L'Deir. And what kind of a dream is supposed to unite? What kind of a commitment? A great moral religious commitment. A great moral religious commitment. And of course, in Yahadus, what is the great moral religious commitment? And of course, the Jewish law. Yeah, but it means in Yahadus, it is the transmission of the commitment, our commitment to the next generation, and so forth. This is the Maaseret. This is the Maaseret. There cannot be marriage unless husband and wife are committed to a common goal. And for this, you'll take modern marriages, which are proved to be failures quite often, is because there is no moral commitment, there is no common moral commitment. Husband and wife married, what for? What is the purpose of marriage? What is marriage about to accomplish? What will this union, I mean, accomplish that each one thing, I mean, individually couldn't have accomplished? Nothing! I mean, after all, I mean, to build a beautiful home and to enjoy life is not a commitment. That's exactly, as long as the people are young, I mean, the first few years, so there is passion and then there is intoxication and so forth, so the marriage exists. But the husband and wife, I mean, reach middle age, and they are middle-aged people, so then already, I mean, the external factors disappear, so the physiological motivation is also, I mean, vanishes. So then the problem, what for? I mean, they begin to be bored, and they bore each other. And so and the marriage proves a failure. But if husband and wife have a great commitment, a common commitment, both dedicated to moral principle, so then the marriage is firm, the marriage is strong. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not created Adam and Eve. Don't forget, when he created Eve on the same day, he married her off. I mean, he didn't want to deal with an old maid, you know. he created her on the same day by Yevel Adam. So Chazal say, Melamed, he dressed her up beautifully. He dressed her up beautifully. And he introduced her to Adam, and he danced before them, as Chazal say, and he celebrated the wedding. The question would have been, what kind of wedding? What? If there's no moral law. There was no moral law. So why wed? Why marry? What does Adam have to accomplish that he couldn't accomplish without the help of Eve? Isaac and Hegde. Isaac, not a problem of cooking. They were in paradise. There was no need to cook. All the house chores were completely superfluous. I mean, irrelevant. So what does he need heaven for? Apparently, Adam could not meet the challenge without Eve. He could not accomplish, he could not realize his dream, his aspirations, his hopes. But there's no moral law. I mean, there's nothing in the world which can replace it. That's why he created Adam. And he gave him the moral law, because Chazal say, as when he enjoined him from eating Eitz HaDaas, this was not the only commandment. All Shiva mitzvah, in the Star of Nenerach, not to rob and not to steal and not to engage in blasphemy of the name of God, and not to be an idol worshiper, and to be civil, to organize a civilized society, and to be just and straight and honest. All that was included in Mekol Eitz Adam. So he gave him a civilization, actually. The ideal was an immoral civilization, a way of life. Once Adam received a code, a moral code, so then Adam realized that he cannot accomplish it without Eve. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Letevi is Adam Levad, it's no good. I need somebody who will be equally committed to the same goal as Adam is." So he created Eve. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was part of the Messiah Kedushin. He certainly was. So he was Messiah Kedushin. He started Hashem Tisavit Zivonu. It means there is a goal. The goal is the realization of Kedusha, holiness, saintliness in life. And for that goal, it's worthwhile to marry and to support a wife. And the wife, it's worthwhile for the wife, I mean, not to support the husband, but at least to be patient. To be patient and to simply and to give in on many, with regard to many controversies. Yes, so far. In this exactly, we say, Sameach de Samach Reim Ahuvim. You should make them rejoice in what? In the world. Not that they'll have a beautiful home. Not in that they'll have beautiful furniture, or they'll go out and they'll go on trips. Ki Samechach Oyitzicho Began Eden Ekeren. The same joy you gave to Adam when he met Eve. What was the joy? The knowledge that he's capable now to fight for the realization of a great, ultimate, sublime goal. Baruch atah Hashem, Sameach Osnikal. Simchat Osnikal is only possible if they both cooperate, both committed, both determined to accomplish, to realize. And of course, realization is of the code of Kedusha and the moral law. No, what can I say now at the end? I want to thank Dr. Goldstein. For inviting me. And I'm almost half related to the Kreider family. So I want to congratulate David. What's your name? I don't know.
Karen.
What's the Hebrew name?
Esther Malka
would be better. Yes. Congratulations, and I hope that your home will be a fortress of Yehadus, and you both will be dedicated and committed to one great goal. The goal is to pass on and to transmit whatever we receive from our parents to our children.
You know, it's interesting, this Dr. Benjamin Spock, the famous pediatrician,
yeah,
lived a lecture at Harvard, at St. Louis University, which has said exactly the same thing from his point of view.
Of course,
the spiritual, that the marriage is falling apart because they're missing the spirituality. It's just a laboratory life, breathing like animals, spirituality. They come to the same recognition finally.
Why didn't he create them both at the same time and join them together?
This is a different question. This is a different question. This is not for this matter. Because he wanted them to be one and two, both. To be one and two. Mm-hmm. So he created them together, and then he created Eve out of the rib of the earth.
I promised to call Bernstein tonight. I'll tell him the right.
Of course not. I believe it's you've done the right thing. You see, we didn't cause a crisis in the government. All right, then we lost the government. Mizrahi will support them on crucial issues. So, of course, when Golda Meir will ask for a vote of confidence, Mizrahi end up with the vote.
Yes.
But as far as formation commission, let Golda Meir give you.
The fact is that Moshe Dayan threatened to dissolve Parliament and was shrinking for Hashem. Which can handle Hashem? If I've done that, it's for Hashem.
I said, what would have the preparation done if the defense minister, if the minister of defense, had been dissolved,
yeah,
and the chief of staff had been a rabbi, and in the October war, I think it was,
yeah,
on the house of commission, you know, it would have been said. Not
yeah.
Yeah.
To which Clayton said very good, that the fact that the old, the whole Israeli government is now run by two people from Massachusetts, Kissinger and the foreign policy is run by the
Israeli. Oh, that's Moshe Kotzer in radio?
Kissinger said it.
Wait a minute, Daddy wouldn't say.
Don't worry. I think we should get him.
How did he receive
him? I think we should
because
get him.
God, and I spoke. He told it to me. That he and his father.
Yeah, he told you this morning that his son mentioned you to her.
Marvelous. It's marvelous.
Not like a man.
Schoolboy.
Sure. Don't worry. You'll hear tomorrow the others. I'll tell you, Cheryl takes the whole program from you. We'll hear the Hebrew part. I'll tell you the Hebrew part is the best part. Then we give out all the
things. You can look and talk if you
left them in the tape. No, I'll tell
you.
Sure. No.
No question about it.
Robert
Clayton made a very good point today at the Arts Executive Meeting. Now, Hamilton came up with his usual motion.
What does he want? What does he want to know?
Oh, I believe the thing about councils and evil, you know, this kind of business. But Clayton made an excellent point. He said, the Shah's gun, the Bishas of Chal, who was able to stop it? The RCA, not the good of Rabbanim, not the evil of Rabbanim, not the good of
Rabbanim. Not the bad?
Not the bad. Yes, we know what RCA means, but anyway, the euphemism, but anyway. I have a fraternal rabbi in this community.
We know who he is.
And a shah with a bris. A shah Friday banach. The Benish Moshe is the shah. So, people call me up and say, bris for the Sunday, no? So they call me back and ask their rabbi, and the rabbi said, bris should be Benish Moshe's wife.
It was a Bachlik, a tremendous controversy with the Chachmi Provence and the Chachmi Sforah. The Chachmi Sforah said the Tonne should be placed on fire. Not for it.
No.
The Chachmi Provence said, and
served it. Should be mashing the Tonne?
No, I served in the Tonne.
When?
No, the Rambam.
No.
Tani says to the Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, Purim is Yom
Kippur.
Tani says that should be on Shabbos. So the time Tani is pushed up, correct?
Yes.
Advance to when? To when? To Thursday or to Friday? There was a big machlekes between Talmidei Ramban and the Chachmei Provence. The Talmidei Ramban said to Friday. Why push it up to Thursday?
To be mashing the Tanis?
You mashing? You passing the Chamisan or the Bar Shabbat? So mashing.
The Nitzke should be the Friday.
Yeah, mashing. You passing the Gemara in Erev Mas mashing. If I saw the Tevis comes out on Friday, you know, mashing. So I said, since the Tanis is all right on Friday, so why postpone until Thursday? Why not push it up to Thursday? Why not advance it to Thursday? Why not have it on Friday? which is closer
to the day that it should be.
And the Chachmei Provence said no. Once you push up the tonnes, you advance. So you push it, not you don't do it, you don't, I mean, combine Erev Shabbos with a Tanis Tzibur, and you push it up and to Thursday. That's what the Mishnah Berurah passes. But that's a machlekes Rosh Hashanim. Of course, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch accepted the opinion of the Chachmei Provence that you push up the tonnes to Thursday. But if I have a Thursday breeze, and since a Nitre is on the breeze Nitre, so I observed an ancestor in accordance with the Chachmei Sforat. Friday, you understand?
The reason I ask you is not that. The reason I ask you is this year we're going to have Tanis Bukharim on Thursday.
The same story. There are
so why don't we do the same thing now? Since I mean, making a Sudas Mitzvah and Shul is no better than making a Bris. So just like Tanis Esther, you have to be Mashlim. Why don't we Mashlim with Tanis
Bukharim? If we do first, it's certainly the same thing. Because the same Machlik is that.
So you mean, do we have to make...
No. So mean,
yeah, but then Friday, you're sure?
To see you, Miss.
Yes. No, I'm saying it is necessary.
It depends on the machlekes is the Chachmei Provence, the Chachmei Sforat.
No.
I'm trying to draw a parallel between Tanis Esther.
It's not nice in the machlekes are not nice. After the Ramban died, so his Talmidim was scattered. I mean, all over, I mean, northern Spain and south France, and southern France, the Provence. So they came into the Provence. In Provence, Jews are infested. Tanis Esther on Thursday, and Talmidei Ramban ate on Thursday. So in Provence, Jews began to ask questions. What does it mean? So he said, the Rebbe the Paschal, the Ramban, as Friday.
See, to me, it just occurred that since we're in Deuchet, Tanis Bukharim this year to Thursday, and what you know is in Shul, you'll make a Siyum.
Yes.
So the Siyum will part of you. So why don't we advance the Tainis then to Friday? The Tainis Bukharim.
So what do you gain if you want the first, of course?
No, I'm saying, not if you want the first, do you have to make a Siyum on Friday?
You have to have two
Siyums. Why do you have two Siyums when you need?
If not, then you should have to fast on Friday.
But you've already
just like you have to be mashed in the Tainis Esther. Yeah, but you didn't fast because you made a Siyum.
I'll tell you first.
If you're going to make the Siyum on
just like
Thursday, the next day.
The Mishnah Berurah apparently is not what Mishnah Berurah said. That if it's impossible to fast on Thursday, for instance, there is a mitzvah, a bris, so you rely on the Chachmei Sforat and the Ramban, who said that Tanis Esther is pushed up, is advanced to Friday.
Right.
So what's now the question?
Right. So what do we do? He has a shul, and on Thursday this year he'll make a siyum, and everybody's going to eat. But I'm saying
so you ask very well.
Sure.
On Friday. Then what's going to with the Kugel? I mean, so they have a siyum on Friday too.
So that's should the rabbis make two siyum?
Why not? What's wrong with it?
You need to let a woman say.
Siyum is no siyum anyway. Because 90% of the rabbis don't start the mission. They take the last mission and they say it, I know. I had once a case with a conservative rabbi in Boston. I said, no, it's not my daughter. He calls me out the day before I have Pesach. All excited, all in despair. So Rabbi Soloveitchik, help me, please. So what happened? Disaster struck. What happened? But I have prepared to see him on Nesachat Makot. Right, yeah. I enjoyed it very much, by the way. I enjoyed it very much. I enjoyed it very much. No time? It's a good news, I'll say. So I had my Gemara on the desk. What? It's Makot on the desk. So that before Pesach, my wife was cleaning up my office. So she put away the Gemara among the other Gemaras. I can't find it. Where can I find Mark? So it disappeared. It took him 10 minutes. No! It's not an error. It's not an error. It's not an error. It's not an error. So I reminded myself, that when I came to New York so many years ago, I came to my father's home, so I discovered there were shasen which were printed or Vaterstag, the Ezra Steyer sent out after the joint Canadian shasen. In that shas, I found his Bobet Kamei was bound with Max. Yeah. Well, why did I remember that? Because it was strange to me. So I said, do me a favor, look up the cover. So he went to the saddle. I hear a noise. Rabbi Soloveitchik, you are a genius. You are the greatest scholar. You have prophecy. How could you guess? Just knock into my shot. It's the mind of a guy. Well, these are the few.
As a conservative child.
But he spied it. Rabbi Soloveitchik, he was even...
Nowhere much as yourself.
You're a genius with this. Now I see people are writing.
Nowhere much. You can give him market.
No, because that time it's made a funny. I don't be strange. I never feel market bound. People come. Usually they're separate. I don't know why, but if you have to shot, you check your friend.
Yes, one.
The night at the Yorker. This is 2 weeks from last Monday night. A week from this coming Monday night. It's March the 4th, as an
addition.
March the 4th? Yeah, but it's Monday night.
Monday
March
night.
4th. Monday night is March
4th.
So you're going to have
to get tickets.
That
is Tuesday.
Tickets.
Yeah.
Well, they'll give you the ticket.
Only 10 tickets to St. Louis after the family. I'm flying
into it. Well,
I don't think so. Monday.
Are you gaffe?
I'll
tell you the truth. And not from Iceland a bit.
He called me twice. I said, I have no time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aber Friedrich Gabbert schon mehr angebrochen. You have to break him up and break him in. The andere
have been. Yeah, take
your
time.
I mean, andere was a regular fellow already. I miss him. I really miss him. Seriously, Morty was already good point. Hey, Chen kent the business. He knew. Morty knew the business.
Yeah, I discussed it once before in his house, and Frank was changing the shoes. The cost of because the mother shall shoot it. Now we use another cost of $1.
Sure.
Yes, all right. Now, what about when so whoever makes $1, that for times that from better cases? Was one customer?
No, basically the one who benched became the cost of the customer.
The shall bench him.
Huh? Well, no, not benches don't pay.
No, right? Oh, that's
yeah, but Lacha Abdullah. Then you take another cost.
That's me, because I benched Shal Shudas.
You're right, you bench for Shudas.
Yeah.
So you'll pay the cost of
Abdullah?
Abdullah Abdullah.
When?
Abdullah, no.
You take up this cost upstairs.
You take the cost up upstairs, downstairs. Oh,
yeah,
you take the cost to show, and you leave it.
Yeah.
Then you double, mile it.
Yeah. Abdullah for $5.
And then you take another cost, you say Abdullah.
Yeah.
But you don't say Abdullah.
No.
Somebody
yeah,
else
yeah, yeah, yeah,
all right, fine. So he said Abdullah, so he'll drink from this cost.
Yeah.
And you'll
yeah.
drink from your cost. Why, what's wrong with this? Because you said Bill Pragoffin would like you to do it.
I didn't say Bill Pragoffin.
I didn't say that.
That's what I mean.
All right, you want to give somebody else a
cost. Yeah, but no, the terms are from better cost. That's wrong.
No, not from better. You have nothing to do with the cost of Abdullah.
You mean the man like Abdullah?
No, you want him to drink both.
The boy Pragoffin gets a better cost.
No, you can be Yetzer. You can be Yetzer with the Bera Pagofen. It's a Bera Pagofen before Abdullah, before Berksa Mosin. Particularly, he's a Yetzer.
No, what it means is that he's Max Abdullah, and I told him to keep both choices in front of him.
Yeah, and what do you
say? So the boy for the doctor should give him a Beda choice.
Should he?
Because he's not drinking from Beda, that's what it is.
Of course. Because he's got the Beda, because it's a choice from Brocha, you have to drink it anyway.
So you mean, so why should he have to drink it?
He's a Beda, the one who says
it.
Preferably, he's at the Mevoya drinks. I mean, the Mavor Berg Samozman. Since you bench, don't you?
Yeah, I bench too. But the Mavor Berg Samozman bench.
All right, so what's up with
but
you are doing well.
But you made the best.
The Kosha Berg is yours. So in the Mavor, Torch Eater. However, if you don't like it, exactly, you don't feel like drinking, you shouldn't drink. So let the one who drinks that dollar cost to drink the best amount of cost right away.
He mix them together.
No, there's something else. You can take just a little bit. I mean, how much do you need? I mean, and then let him to drink the rest or somebody else.
All right. All right. All right. But he had the better question about the thing.
Sure.
So what do you do with Sheva Brachas?
Oh, this is another question. I wrote the
Sheva Brachas. Two more cases. Two more cases.
Wait a second. You need another
call. Sheva Brachas is two more cases. Yeah. If you have Birk Samoz and Sheva Brachas. No, you have Birk Samoz and one case. One more case. Three cases.
You have to drink them all.
Of course, I mean, Kesha Brachas must be. You have to drink Kesha Brachas. Otherwise, it's not a Kesha Brachas.
No, you want to tell me about Rabbein Meshulam how the cost of Sheva Brachas and Birk Samoz.
A different story. He said your one cost is enough. So I'm going to go to Machen. Is it one question enough? I'm sorry, but how many did we take two cases? You have got some other.
I surely asked you the time, but I'd say that by Pesach, this happened once in my show.
Well, you've got Shishay Brachas, not Pesach.
This is how the whole came up.
Yeah.
So that's how you tell me, Rabbi Nushin, Shita.
You guys, one question enough.
Aber der eine von der Mekennach Moises oder Kösses, wo kann der Moises
sein? Ben Schlischi, Ben Schei, Ben Rischen Lischeni, Ben Schei Lischlischi, was nach Ben Schlischi noch wird.
That's the problem. Yeah.
So that's not the problem. There's Shlishi Levi. Just from taking the I forgot that he came in, whether he should, because it will be a taste of the case.
What was the Maral's Indian with the Kosh Chamishi? The Maral's?
Not the Maral's, that Jews in the Gemara, the Raivet, the Ram, the Gilse. Kish Chamishi, Eimer, Hol, of Halal HaGodol. A contrary to the Rambam and to the Rishenim is Halal HaGodol, Hashem Ketev from Chazdei, was never recited over the fourth God. Never said they used to say Hallelujah, Hashem, this was reserved for the fifth God. But the Rambam and Rishonim say it's not Chayim, it's only Rishus. Only Rishus. Is all right if you want to drink a case Chamish and make a taste.
No, it's in the general
Shevet Rosh. Shevet Rosh, a Chamish is okay.
No,
it's okay. That's what we are believing discussing at that time.
Yeah, now you tell me to use one of the same cards, Rabbi Mishulim.
Yeah, I tell Chalai Rabbi Mishulim Shevet.
Nathanael called me from Toronto. He called you and said, "Shaila, you took half of it."
Yes, I told him no.
Yeah, I told him.
I told him no.
No, he said that about the ganze Woche Sheva Brachas.
Malish with this. The only question is either there was one husband and there to have two husbands.
The Tazra, I looked it up in the
Tazra. Sure.
The two different Hassanets.
Are you sure? You didn't think
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but basically is. All right, the Baal Chayim is Samech Hesishtei, you say Mar Mishim Chayim Hesishtei. But not only the Baal is Chayim is Samech Hesishtei. Achirim Chayim is Samech Hos Mekalo. Is Virgat Achirim, you also say Mar Mishim Chayim Hesishtei.
Sheva Brachas.
And in general...
The time was, they can't afford two weddings. But I usually can get
them. So that's who tells them to make an expensive wedding. And in general, I'll tell you frankly, if it were a problem, I say Mar Mishim Chayim I could find a heter. Because Hassan and Elifor, the problem is it's a Goyish money. You didn't have never done it. Never done it. I don't know. And secondly, I derived the Kal V'chomer. Uma Adam Ariel says, and we are so careful about it, so meticulous about it, that you shouldn't call up two brothers. One after another, Hatzri Sholem, they'll be in Hore, look to marry off two daughters at one ceremony in the same meal. It certainly comes under the tisa.
A vine heart.
Rabbi.
In order not to have a wedding. Tell me, Vaychot.
What do you mean
by Sheva Brachas and Shabbos? Say Vaychot.
No.
Don't say it. Because Shabbos, you don't say Vaychot.
Chol dinim rukzim is talking.
Shabbos,
you
don't
say. Chabadnik is Ashkelenu is almost reduced by 50% on Friday night.
What
did you call?
I'm putting in my next bench for Shabbos lower. No, it sounds very different.
What I'm supposed to do?
Yeah.
What? Padre, give me the cross, okay? I don't know.
מברך שאלוהינו שהשמחו במיני ושאכלנו משלם. ברוך אלוהינו שהשמחו במיני שאכלנו משלם ובטובי חיינו. ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך העולם, חזן השלום כל ביטוי וחינו חסד ורחמים, אני שמח ברוך לזוק על עמך שדוי בטובה גודל תומית ליחוס עלונו ועל יפה עלונו מזי מלום ועד ברוש מי הגודל כלום גם לפעמים לקים ומת ולקים ומכי מזי מכל ביסוב אשר ברו. ברוך אתה אדוני חזן השקור זה נכון אדוני נשאר כבר לסיינו יחד חמדתי ברוך הבא ושתון עלינו לאות מצרים ובדיסון רבי סבדים ואות ראשון שרים תרוש נעתונו ובקחו שדעתונו וחיים חיים וחשר נעתונו ובכלל סמדי שעזון ועשונו תמיד בכל יום ובכל עיס ובכל שעור ובכל עזנו אלינו אנחנו מועדים לו ובכים איתו ואשם רביך תמיד לא מבועד ככסו וחלתו ושבועת ורחת עד מלאכו ותתים את נעתון לו. ברוך אתה אדוני על אורץ ועל המזון, אחים אדוני נוצרי למחו ושמיים ערכו, ואותיות משכן כבדכו, ומחו בזוי משכחו, ובאי סבודו ובי הקדוש נקשים חולות, אלהינו ונראינו זמנו פרנסינו, חוקלינו ואבחינו, יבח לנו אדוני מירו מקום ופרסינו, ונועל תתחיל אדוני ללימת מבסבדו, ולדידי ילו עצום כי מיודך ועמליום, הפסוכו הקדושו ואורחבו שלעיני ווש ולעיני קולעים לילון ועד ובני ירושלים מהקדש ומהירו וימינו. ברוך אתו אדנוי בני ירושלים אמן. ברוך אתו אדנוי למחו אלום ולמרקים אדרינו ורינו ועלינו ישרנו ודשרנו ושעקות ראינו ראי ישראל המלך הטוב והמיטיב לכל שבכל יום ויום ויטיב לנו ומיטיב לנו ויטיב לנו וגמלנו גמלנו גמלנו לכן וחסר רחמים ורצה לא לקוח הברוך ושווה נכון ונסוח על כלו אחמי לכם שלאים לכל טוב וכל טוב לילום על יחסרנו. רחמה